songs. Hey, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the woman there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American.
All right, welcome back in the zone. We're going to talk to Anton Beard, Razorback signing coming up in a little bit. Right now, we go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. We're going to go back to back to back on interviews. Imani Toomer joining us, and this time not against the top of the hour, which is good, so we don't have to rush. Imani, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Man, everything is beautiful. Let me start with, real quick, the negative news, of course, and I think we touched on it briefly last week, but we ran out of time. What do you take now away from the Incognito Martin scenario in Miami, and has your opinion changed significantly at all in the last 10 days, 2 weeks?
Not really.
Okay.
I just think that it's a situation that probably should have been taken care of in-house. I think that the major thing that I have now is just the racial factor, the N-word being used by Richie Incognito, especially in the locker room, and then for all the players, the African-American players, the black players in the locker room, being able to just accept it and call him an honorary African-American. That's what I have the big problem with. And as far as Jonathan Martin, obviously it's a dispute between two people, and I just want to hold my judgment back until we get all the facts, because right now we don't have all the facts, and we're just kind of chasing our tails trying to figure out what actually happened. I'm anxious to see what happens once the investigation that the NFL has been put on, what it turns up, and hopefully it just turns up a situation that's not as bad as it seems, but you know, we're going to see what happens.
Nobody's holding judgment on the Cowboys. Everybody seems to be passing judgment on them after what was a debacle last weekend, and oh, this just in, the Saints are really good, but 40 first downs versus 43 plays run, it was about as dominating a performance as Rob Ryan and the Saints could have ever hoped for, I would think. How big is the trouble, you think, in Dallas, or is that just they had a bad day on the road against a good team?
Well, I think when you play the Saints at home, especially on Sunday night, it just seems like they really get up for that those types of games. But that being said, Dallas Cowboys, if they want to maintain their lead in the NFC East, they're going to have to play a little bit more consistent, because what you're getting out of the Cowboys this year is what you've gotten out of them for the last 3 years, an 8-8 team. You know, they'll win a game impressively, then they'll lose a couple games, and it just seems like this is a team that, you know, that maybe their talent is overrated, maybe they don't have the right pieces, but I just feel that this is a team that's not the way the organization is run, think from the top down. I just don't know how successful they will be, because it just seems like it doesn't seem as organized as many other teams that are as successful, as storied as the Cowboys are.
Well, the Saints obviously headed the right direction. This is probably a Cowboys state first, but we've got a lot of Saints fans as well. They are looking as good or better than just about anybody in the NFC. Are you going with them? How do you feel about them? You think they can make the run all the way?
The Saints?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it'll be tough for them, because their best option to get that home field advantage, to go to the Super Bowl, is for them to maintain home field advantage. They've lost a couple games. They're going to Seattle, which is going to be another huge game for them. But there's a couple other teams that just have better records than they do right now. They're going to have to play the Carolina Panthers a couple times, a very physical defense. I think that's their Achilles heel. If they play against a team that can swing with them physically, they like the Jets did in New York outside, that's where they have their problems. And they're going up to Seattle to face the Seahawks. That's where I think we were going to find out a lot about this team, how good they really are. Are they more like the team that lost to the Jets, or are they the team that blew out the Cowboys? That's going to be answered when they go up to Seattle.
High-profile game in the AFC this week, Denver hosting Kansas City. Denver is an 8.5-point favorite, surprisingly, because of the fact that Peyton Manning may not be at 100%. I think it's pretty safe to say he won't be 100%, but it looks like he is going to play. I still am not buying Kansas City. I've watched them too many times. I just don't see this team being a championship type of team, even though they're undefeated, which makes me sound totally stupid, which is pretty typical around here. But what do you think? Are we going to learn anything this weekend, you think, in that game?
100% we're going to learn a lot about what this Kansas City Chiefs team really is, because they haven't played a team that has a winning record yet. And until they do that, until they play a playoff-quality team, you got to call them for what they are. The Kansas City Chiefs are bottom feeders. They've beaten up on every horrible team in the league, as they should. But now they're going to step up in competition, and we're going to see how deep of waters they can really swim in.
If you were a general manager, would you draft Johnny Manziel?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. That guy is incredible. I think he has some maturing to do, of course, but I don't know many 21-year-olds or 19, 20, however old he is, that are very mature. He'll figure it out. But what he could do, he reminds me of a Russell Wilson. He really does. The fact that he can run around, make plays, without Texas A&M, without Johnny Manziel, I don't know if they're even rated. I don't even know if they're rated even a ranked team. I mean, he is a special player, and I don't even like saying that, because you know, all offseason, all we talked about was how much of a spoiled brat he is. But you know what? The one thing about football, the only currency you really have as a player is what you put down on the field and on the film. And Johnny Manziel, love him or hate him, his attitude, the guy can put it down, and his currency is very high in terms of the way he plays the game.
Back to the Chiefs and Broncos for a minute. If you're just tuning in, Imani Toomer joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Wide receiver Dwayne Bowe arrested for speeding and possession of marijuana, which, again, those two things seem to be so far separated. I don't understand that whole deal. If I'm going to have marijuana in the car, I'm going to drive slowly, or at least under the speed limit.
I was going to say, he took that being on the Chiefs a little too seriously.
Maybe so. Does he get suspended?
No, I don't know. It's just a distraction. I don't think it'll be a major issue. I think it's his first offense. I wouldn't. If you're a player on his team, you make fun of him a little bit. Mm-hmm. You razz him a little bit in the locker room. You call him Dwayne Bowl. That's the only thing you really can do.
Okay. Doesn't look like he's had a huge impact anyway, so it may not be that big a deal. And, of course, the other thing, too, about the Chiefs and Broncos, they're going to play in a couple weeks. I think they play this Sunday in Kansas City after Thanksgiving. So they're actually going to play a couple of times here in a very short period. So we're going to see a lot about the Chiefs here in the very near future.
Yeah, we are. I would like to see that split out a little bit. Just because if you could retrofit the season, I think if they played early in the season and late in the season, I think it'd be a more representation of the depth of their team. Because you know, when you're playing two teams, when you're playing the team so close to it, succession, the fact that you know, you're playing the same team. Usually, when you play the team early and then late, there's going to be injuries. There's going to be some players emerging. There's going to be some players. You know, they're going to be changing their schemes as to what this team does what, like, say, the Chiefs would do well. So it's going to take away from the game, both games, I think, because they're going to be so close to each other. They're going to have really easy weeks in preparation in the next two of the next 3 weeks. Their preparation is going to be very easy.
One last thing. The Giants, I think since we had you on the first time, they have not lost a game after starting 0-6. So they've been on quite a nice little run here. They are getting healthier. We saw it with the running back last week, and they're playing a beaten-up Packers team this week. Do you think they can keep it going? Some people are now making the argument this team could somehow sneak into the playoffs. Are you buying into that?
I don't know. I don't even want to talk about the Giants until they get to 500. I mean, until they get to 500, they're just the team that's still struggling. Yeah, they won the last two games of three games in a row. But
yeah,
they're still 6. They're still 3-6.
Right,
I mean, you can't get excited over that.
Undefeated since they picked up Peyton Hillis.
That is true.
That's right.
We're excited. One last thing about speaking of Arkansas running backs, former Arkansas running backs. It's a contract year for Darren McFadden, a guy that has certainly battled through injuries through his career. But when he is healthy, he's obviously very impressive. What do you think happens with him, and how high profile of a guy will he be in free agency?
I don't know if he has a real market. I mean, the fact that he's a running back, he's getting up there in age, and he already has an injury problem, those are two things that take away all the talent that he does have. I think that, you know, he's been in Oakland for a while, which is kind of a place where players go to die and end careers. But I don't know if any team's going to – I think what's going to happen to him is some team is going to offer him, you know, a moderate deal, a short-term moderate deal, just to see if he can stay healthy. And then after that, he's gonna have to have a play it and prove it year for another team, because I think if the Raiders don't sign him, which I don't imagine them to with their salary cap issues,
right.
I think that he'll have to play somewhere and just prove a team that he can stay healthy.
Imani, thank you so much for the time. Imani appearing courtesy of our friends at NBC Sports Radio. Download the NBC.